Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Hey everybody, it's Monday. I hope everybody's off to a great start on this week. On Mondays, we check in on the TRP Fitness Challenge and just maybe go over a few motivational things that we can do to get started and make this week a fantastic one. We are finished with the Wim Hof Quarantine Challenge, which was a 40-day challenge. I hope that you completed this. It is a challenge that helped me very much in the mental focus, doing the Wim Hof breathing. I start every day with that. So this wasn't any different on the 40-day challenge for me, but a lot of people have contacted me telling me what benefit that they received out of the breathing. So on day 1 through 10, we did the Wim Hof breathing, and then we also added a 30-second shower. Day 11 through 20, it's 3 rounds of breathing, bump up the shower to 1 minute. 21 through 30, 4 rounds of breathing, a cold shower for 1 minute and 30 seconds. And then these last few days here, 31 through 40, we've been doing 5 rounds of breathing every single day, followed by a 2 minute cold shower. So we bring that to a close actually yesterday, the 40-day challenge, and we continue to move into the burpee challenge. So the burpee challenge is really a very simple one. We add a single burpee every single day until we reach 100. So we are on day 41 on the burpee challenge. And what that means is that today we did 41 burpees. Tomorrow we'll do 42 burpees. The next day, 43 burpees. So it's not too late to get started. You could catch up, probably about 600 or 700 burpees to this point. Or you could just start from day 1 and work your way up to 100, just like what we're doing. I wanted to go over a couple of things here, and one of which is just a simple quote. I like quotes because really you can gain tremendous wisdom from people, you know, mentors, other people, wise people like John Wooden. John Wooden was a basketball coach. He has some incredible books out there. You should definitely read. I recommend that. And what he says is, do not let what you cannot do interfere with what you can do. And that is something that has been profound at this time of quarantine, which we're kind of coming to the end of that, hopefully, and things are loosening up and people are able to get back to the gym. But a lot of places and a lot of people are not able to, or don't want to, or are kind of afraid of it. So can we change our thinking a little bit? And, you know, many people are thinking, well, I want to get in shape, but I don't have the right equipment. I want to do this, but I don't know what I'm doing. I want to lose some weight, but I don't have the right, I don't have a trainer right now. So think about that quote. Do not let what you cannot do interfere with what you can do. So many people, many situations, myself included, look at something that they want to do. And there's all kinds of reasons why that's improbable or seemingly impossible, because of all the things that you can't do. I don't have the experience. I don't have the money. I don't have the time. I don't have whatever it is. Whatever. There's always an excuse. But if you think about it and you think, I'm not going to let what I can't do interfere with what I can do. So let's take a situation where you've been injured in training or something. You've got, you hurt your hamstring, you blow out a hamstring running sprints on the field. So now there's tons of things you can't do. Probably not wise to do squats. You probably should lay off sprinting for a little while. There's probably a ton of exercises that cause you problems with your hamstring. But what can you do? Could you get really good at pull-ups right now in this time of healing? Could you work on something else? Is there something that you can do? What can you do with your upper body? Could you work on your handstand walks? Could you get really good at handstand push-ups? There are tons of exercises that don't require anything out of your hamstring. So instead of thinking about what we can't do, all of the many, many exercises that your body won't allow you to do when your hamstring is injured, what is it that you can do? If you don't have any equipment at your house, and you want to get in shape, or your trainer is unavailable or whatever, what is it that you can do? Certainly, there's millions of things that you can't do. But if you only focus on the things that you can't do, you're not really thinking about the things that you can do. So what Wooden is telling us is that if you focus on the things that you can do, you're going to make a lot more progress than focusing on the things that you can't do. Because honestly, there's way more things that we can't do than things that we can do. I really like that quote, and I think about it all the time because, man, it's easy to get wrapped up in the things that you can't do rather than thinking about the things that you can do. So with the TRP Fitness Challenge, one of the things that we're really working on is discipline. If you notice about these challenges, they're not short little 5-minute challenges or something like that. What I've chosen for this year, and it may be different next year, I've chosen challenges that are a month long or longer. And what I want to do with that is to develop discipline, develop commitment, to develop our ability to say we're going to do something and follow through consistently. And we've done that with the TRP Fitness Challenge so far has looked like 20 for 20. 20 minutes of exercise, 20 days in a row without any breaks, any kind of exercise, walking, running, anything, whatever you want to do. That was month one. Then we did 10,000 push-ups on month two. Then we did 3,000 pull-ups on month three. Now we're doing the Wim Hof 40-day challenge and the 100 days of burpees. So what all of these challenges have in common is that it's something that we really don't want to do. Who wants to do these exercises that really aren't much fun? They're really not. But what we're gaining out of this is overcoming that desire to avoid burpees or to avoid pull-ups or to avoid doing your 350 push-ups a day and pushing through that. And when you do that, you're working on your commitment. Neil Strauss is another author that I picked for today. Without commitment, you cannot have depth in anything, whether it's a relationship, a business, or a hobby, right? So that's true, I think, certainly in my life. And these challenges go far beyond the gym, to translate into your regular life and show us all how we can develop commitment, how we can develop the discipline to get things done every single day. And when we can do that, things at work, things in other applications of our life, all of a sudden seem easy. It seems really easy to make that phone call you don't want to make. It seems really easy to finish something that you really don't want to finish because you're doing it every day. You don't really want to do 40 burpees, but you did. And then tomorrow you're going to do 41 burpees. And the next day you do 42 burpees. You're overcoming this every single day and really developing your commitment muscle, your discipline muscle, just like you would develop any other muscle in your body. Works the same way, if you ask me. And that's what we're working on these challenges. So if you're a part of these challenges, man, way to go. If you finish the Wim Hof challenge, that's fantastic. I'd love to know what you got out of it. The challenge is really big for me. I enjoy the breathing very much. I think it has lots of other benefits that Wim Hof has proven in laboratories. But for me, I've talked about it many times before, I get the best benefit in sort of a meditation type benefit. It clears my head. It puts me in a space to where I can start my day fresh and I just feel great. I do it before the workout, get in there and do the workout, and it's fantastic. Sometimes I'm even doing it a couple times a day. So if you did complete the Wim Hof Challenge, shoot me an email, podcast@saltwaterexperience.com. Let me know if you got anything out of it, if you liked it, if you're going to continue it. I'd love to know that. And if you're part of the Burpee Challenge, man, we're approaching halfway. We're approaching halfway, but that doesn't mean that we've done half the burpees. That's the funny thing about the Burpee Challenge. It really ramps up. It basically hockey sticks towards the end. And we will do more and more burpees as the time goes on. I want to put this video on here of my buddy Ross Enamite. He is a beast. He trains really super hard in the gym, and he has developed his commitment muscle. While I'm finishing this up, we'll watch his 2013 motivational training compilation, because Ross gives me a tremendous amount of motivation in what he can do and what he does every single day. He is he's a beast, and he doesn't have to train like this. He is not a professional athlete. He's a trainer. He trains boxers, but he leads by example and he goes after it every single day. So if you're interested, Ross will be on the podcast very soon. We've already done it. We're just waiting to put it out there and gain a lot of insight from Ross. But anyway, that's the Monday motivation show for today. I hope that you're with us on this 40-day, or I hope that you're with us on the Burpee Challenge. It's day 41. Tomorrow's day 42. Get those burpees in. Shoot me an email, podcast@saltwaterexperience.com. And as always, this show is brought to you by Waypoint TV. Waypoint TV has the best hunting and fishing content found anywhere. It is available on all kinds of Plus channels like Samsung Plus. You can get that on your Samsung TV. Pluto, Zumo, Tubi, Stir, and many others. You can just go to those channels. You can find the Waypoint channel and just watch it like a regular TV channel. Or you can go to waypointtv.com. You can find ways to download the app on any device that you want, and you can watch that anytime you want. We're also brought to you by Hook. Hook makes the best fishing clothes anywhere. I wear them all the time. I'm wearing it right now. Check it out. I got my Hook shirt on right now. And these are the softest shirts ever. And the Hook Tri-Blend, they're my favorites. You can get some yourself, and you can get 30% off because Hook's a sponsor of this podcast. They're excited to have you. Just go to hookgear.com and use the code SE30 for a 30% discount site-wide. You can get anything you want, including these t-shirts. We're also brought to you by Manscaped. You can go to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping on any of their products by using the code TRP. All right, that's it for today. See ya.
The most legendary shows in the outdoors is on Waypoint TV. Don't miss Primo's Truth About Hunting, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
In Wild Country, rules were not created by man. Don't miss Wild Country, Wednesdays from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Presented by Primos. Speak the language. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.